Welcome back, everybody.
Saving this for the audio edition?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Welcome back, everybody, to another recap review where we rewind and we go, what episode of Hawkeye did we just watch? We say to ourselves.
Three, I think.
That's the third one. That's right.
Big spoiler time, probably.
Big spoiler time all the time.
Big revelation. There was just a little snippet of a thingamajig.
Big revelation, but little snippet of revelation, would you say?
Big boy revelation. Maybe some big boy revelation. But a little bit of a peep out of the big boy.
Potentially. So we're going to talk about Echo and her origins and powers. Mention of dragons, the action sequences. Is Ant-Man going to show up?
Nah.
I want to talk about it.
I mean, maybe. they've teased, you know, he's obviously a popular character in New York City. New York has grown to love him.
They love Ant-Man.
We saw him in Rogers the Musical. Yeah. Everyone had a shreckingly good time.
Well, let's do this Ant-Man thing now.
And also, he's one of those costume guys in the street who you take your photo with. People are loving him.
It
turns out the guy who plays Kate Bishop's dad, he was Shrek in Shrek the Musical.
I saw a few people have sent that to us. I also got a comment.
I am having a shreckingly good time.
Oh, leave a like also. Leave a like. And thank you if you're over at BigSandwich.co where you sign up and these go up early, the audio editions, and there's a bunch of other stuff there. We'll talk about that at the end. We'll plug it more at the end.
People can't wait. People will be like, thanks for the plug up top, but that's not enough plugging for that. So let's have more plugging at the end. That's what the people demand.
Exactly. Actually, we might save some of these Ant-Man clues towards the end because, I want to talk about the numbers of this show, the streaming numbers. This is by a deadline. So the first episode of Marvel's Hawkeye on Disney Plus drew in 1.5 million US households over the Wednesday to Sunday holiday stretch and 1.3 for the second episode. So not a huge drop off, but it's lower than WandaVision, which got 1.6. Okay. It's lower than Falcon, the Winter Soldier, that got 1.1. It's lower than Loki, which was easily the biggest at 2.4.
And it's significantly lower than Netflix's Red Notice, which everybody in the world has watched 100 times, apparently.
My understanding is that there's not a TV in the world that is not currently showing Red Notice. Is that true?
It's currently playing on my watch, and my watch is just a regular
watch.
It's a
regular watch.
I don't understand. Every shiny surface in the world has turned into a Red Notice viewing platform is what's happening here.
What do you think that is? I mean, it's still obviously doing well. Most shows would like kill for those numbers. But what do you think it is here that the people aren't maybe like as inclined to go in on?
We're talking Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Hawkeye, probably.
Yeah, sure.
But here's the thing. Or maybe it is a case of the first two episodes were kind of slow.
Sure.
Or they were. I would say I enjoyed the intrigue. I enjoyed meeting these characters. Mm. But some of the action in the first two episodes I feel was sort of a little bit generic.
Sure.
Like it was a little, you know, some fist fighting, a little bit of arrow stuff.
A little bit of kung fu.
Tell you what, in this episode, they're going all out. This is what I came to Hawkeye for, I think. Episode three, it's kicking off. We got a car chase. We got trick arrows. We got other things.
Other things. I've written down the trick arrows that we're not using. We're not using any.
We've built a Mr. Beast style. We've at considerable expense. We've built all these trick arrows. I'm going to go to a shopping mall and shoot people with them.
The difference is
they win prize money.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Nobody's going to watch this particular video, though. That's the difference.
That's the main difference, yes.
So Echo is more fleshed out in this. For those who aren't in the know, which I'd forgotten, I had to look this up. She can basically replicate powers the same way that Taskmaster could.
Yes, exactly. If she sees an action perform, she can do it herself.
Yeah. And that's hinted at when her father's like, just watch people. Watch people how to do kicks and things, and then you'll do a kick and a thing. Alacqua Cox is her name. She's never been in anything else before. She is deaf in real life, so the second deaf person, superhero, I should say, in the MCU after somebody in Eternals. Remember the movie Eternals?
Vaguely.
You've seen it, though, haven't you?
I don't know if I have seen it, honestly.
And the other thing is, you might have noticed in one sequence where that she's an amputee.
That is correct, yes.
That's real life. That's not something that was brought over from the comics. That's the actor herself, which I think is really cool. She's getting her own show down the line. But I love inclusions like this. I think they did a really good job of fleshing out this character as well, you know, from nothing. Like, we'd never seen this person before.
That's true.
I totally get why you would put her in her own series as well. I like a lot of this, you know. And look, and I think more representation in things is good.
Agreed.
There was a 40-minute pause then, which we edited out.
I wandered out. I got lunch, and now I'm back. Yeah, but I agree.
I think she's cool, and of course, she gets a bit of an action scene, and then it spills out onto the streets of New York City.
I was going to say also Savannah Welch, who plays Barbara Gordon on the TV series Titans, is also an amputee.
Yeah, but is she in the show Hawkeye?
No.
Oh, that's still good though, I guess.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah.
There you go. So, yeah, as mentioned, the action scene, and you said this up top, that chase is ripped straight from the comics.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly the same. There's a few differences, obviously.
This is
live action. The other one is drawn images.
Mm.
But it's a really fun sequence. And I also think it was interesting how they seem to work better in sync when Hawkeye, like, can't hear. Like, when they can't communicate.
Because she's so annoying to him.
But they seem to get along better. They seem to, like, their intuition kicks in.
Yes, for sure. Their instincts. Yeah. What I also enjoyed about this is that Hawkeye is slowly warming to second Hawkeye.
Yeah.
I think in the first two episodes, people are like, Renner seems to not enjoy being here, like the actor Jeremy Renner. But but he is a good actor. We've seen him in plenty of stuff where he's a great actor.
Yeah.
And I think he was just playing a man who really does not want to be here because he wants to be with his kids and not be involved with the tracksuit mafia again. But he is definitely warming to this character in there. I enjoyed the fact that the scene on the subway where he's like, you actually are a good archer and we should walk the dog.
And we should walk that dog. They still haven't named it yet. Didn't anyone want to call it Lucky?
I think they should call it Hawkeye. And they could be three Hawkeyes.
Three Hawkeyes. Third Hawkeye. So we got up,
and they're going to call the dog Hawkeye 1 just to lure villains, you know, to the dog.
That's a good idea. So we got a putty arrow of sorts.
Mm.
In
Hawkeye purple.
That's right. That's true. Yeah, we got an explosive arrow.
We
got a plunger arrow, which we get use of. It actually makes sense. We get one that shoots wires. That arrow. Yep. What's that arrow?
The Christmas tree net arrow is what that's called.
That's right,
it fires out a very specific arrow that is only, it's attuned to Christmas trees and draws them in like a magnetic field.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And of course,
very seasonal. You don't want to see what he can do at Easter.
That's
he kills rabbits. That's what he does.
Oh,
at
kills
Easter.
Rabbits. Okay,
yeah,
well, that makes
sense.
Actually,
yeah.
Okay.
It's grim.
Like just garrots them.
Yeah. There's no arrows involved.
So off the back of that, of course, we got the biggest arrow. No pun intended, Mason. Ooh. Thank you very much. It's a pin particle.
A pun. I don't know.
No, because it's a pin particle arrow. It makes things big. No pun intended.
Oh, like a pun.
No pun intended. It's not a pun. I'm agreeing with you that it's not a pun.
That's good. What's the deal with this guy? It's very late at night, to be honest.
It is really late at
night.
He's
forgotten what a pun is. And I'll be honest, I'm not entirely sure what a pun is either. But
no pun intended.
Oh, no pun intended. Terrific stuff.
So what do you think about that?
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does he do it when there's not a second person there?
I would just fire the pin particle arrow at the car. I think that would probably solve whatever problem is going on.
Yeah, or at a man.
Or at a man.
And the man collapses and crushes all the other men.
Well, I think if you're not, like, wearing a suit, you just turn to goo, don't you?
I think you do, yeah.
Because you need a special Ant-Man suit to survive it. The other thing is, I don't want to talk about Ant-Man.
Do you think Pym knows that? I mean, I guess it has a Pym Industries logo on it, so I guess he knows
Barton
has it.
I'd imagine so. Well, they've worked together before, and I don't want to talk about why. But so the other thing is, so Ant-Man was in the musical, even though he wasn't at the Avengers 2012 event.
Mm-hmm.
But people have mentioned that...
You weren't even at Avengers 2012.
I'm an actor. I'm just in a musical. I'm not the real Ant-Man.
Let's burn this theater to the ground.
But maybe people have pointed out that maybe because Scott Lang did travel back in time to that event, maybe somebody saw him and that's why it was Thor.
Sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
But also that was a parallel dimension or something.
Yeah. Look, but maybe another Ant-Man came from another parallel dimension.
And the other thing is there's an Ant-Man in Times Square. They were going to put, the wheel of the Ant-Man van in the auction.
Yeah.
You know, you hit the horn and that's the La Cucaracha. That was going to be a thing. And they also at one point they were trying to get Paul Rudd to cameo or make an appearance because the Renner-Rudd Endgame combination in press interviews and junkets, they were loving it. People were like, look at this camaraderie. You cannot fake We can.
That is the camaraderie that can only be, it's the camaraderie that can only be organically grown by constantly asking two men if one of them's going to put the other one on an arrow real small and fire the arrow up Thanos' butt, and then the arrow, the Ant-Man's going to get real big and then explode out of Thanos' butt.
And so forth. Yeah, that's exactly
just
right.
Just them looking at each other across across an interview room going like, geez, oh, this again, all right.
Now, look, I've probably clickbaited this somewhere in the thumbnail or title. I don't know what I've done with this. But I don't think he's probably going to make an appearance. And like you said, they've already really done the thing that they do together, which is one gets on the arrow and then they shoot the arrow.
Yes.
Where else do you go with that? I mean, I guess you could do Ant-Man grows really big and fires Hawkeye from a really big arrow.
Yes,
but he's a regular man. He'd die.
No, Scott, this is what I want.
I'm the actor Jeremy Renner, and I hate acting and being in the show.
So we built a giant Ant-Man, we built a giant bow. I don't know. That's what he wanted.
That's right.
Finale to this series.
What did you think of the hint towards a Hawkeye costume?
I mean, I think that's probably the closest we're going to get. Yeah. Although,
I think we'll get a costume. I don't think it's going to be the mask and the whatever.
The thumbnail you get when you start up Disney Plus, he is wearing more of a kind of brighter purple, and maybe that is, you know, has been tweaked a little for just, you know, attention getting. But I think he'll have some sort of. I think Kate will probably whip up something akin to matching outfits for maybe a big finish.
Maybe she already has.
Oh.
He also mentions how, so the reason why he doesn't wear a costume is because he doesn't want to be recognized, which is now at the window. His wife will divorce him, which, okay.
If that's why you think she's going to divorce you, sure.
And that he doesn't want to be a role model, or he's not a role model. So, yeah, as you mentioned, I don't.
You know who is a role model?
We're going to see it.
Who's Paul that? Rudd in the movie Role Models.
Oh, that's true, actually. That's a Paul Rudd movie, isn't it?
That's right.
And Jeremy Renner's in that movie. Some people think it's Sean William Scott, but it's actually Jeremy Renner. He's such a good actor.
That's right.
That people think it's Sean
Paul
William
Rudd
Scott.
Paul Rudd cameo confirmed.
I guess, let's talk about the Kingpin. We're here, aren't we?
Sure.
I wasn't really sure last week.
Bit out of left field, but all right. Just kidding.
I wasn't really sure last week whether it was like 100% sure it was going to happen. But now I'm 100% sure
Echo,
this is going to happen.
Echo has an uncle.
Yep.
We see him. We see a little.
A black suit.
Black suit.
Yep. Nod your head. Black suit's coming.
No, nobody else in the Marvel Universe wears a black suit.
It's true. That is very true.
As far as I know.
And we got a little chuckle.
And it's Vincent D'Onofrio.
It's 100%.
It is 100% Vincent D'Onofrio, or somebody doing a spectacular Vincent D'Onofrio.
Could be Jeremy
impression.
Renner. He's a really good actor.
That's true.
He was Sean William Scott in the movie Role Models.
Oh, my God. And one of his albums has a track called I Do Vincent D'Onofrio Impressions for 20 Minutes. It's painful to get through, but I did because I love his album so much.
It's a good album. It's a good album. Mm. Is this, though... And I think it is, but I'm going to ask you, and I guess the people watching this, is this the first official carryover from Netflix? I'm not talking like actors, because some people who have appeared in Netflix Marvel shows have appeared in mainline MCU shows as different characters.
Like that newscaster guy.
Like the newscaster guy. I guess that's probably the first one, actually, I guess. We did a video on it recently about people who have had dual roles, but I guess as a major character, and probably Daredevil in the new Spider-Man movie is going to do it also.
Yeah.
Is this the first other than the new newscaster guy?
I mean, obviously, apart from... No, you're right. I was going to say apart from J.K. Simmons, but that's a whole different thing.
Or a picture of Stan Lee that they might do in a Netflix show.
Yeah, sure.
Like they go into the precinct and there's just a picture of Stan Lee and it's like, don't sell anything to this man or whatever.
Sure.
He's a wanted poster or he's the best cop
in the month. Chief, we're not selling anything to him. We're the police. We don't typically sell things. We're not a retail operation. My point stands. Point and your badge and your gun.
Yeah.
And all your novelty key rings that we make you sell.
Do you think, though?
Yes.
So in the comics, the Kingpin is responsible for Echo's father's death.
Yes.
This time around, it seems that it's Hawkeye because we see him stab, what's his name?
Does he take his mask off, though?
That was my question.
You know,
it actually Hawkeye?
You know who is also very good at stabbing?
Yep.
Bullseye.
Very true. Do you think we're going to get a Bullseye cameo? That'd be pretty
I mean,
sweet.
Maybe, but I mean, this is a case of... you know, clearly there's some intrigue around mistaken identities.
Yeah,
maybe somebody else put on the Ronin suit.
Yep.
Where did Hawkeye get it?
Did he
build it? Maybe he got it off somebody else that he thought he killed.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody had it before him.
Well, in the comics, I think Echo has it before he does. I think she's the first Ronin or one of the earlier ones, I believe.
They both worn the suit.
Yeah, I'm not sure what order that happens in. And he also is going with the lie that Ronin is dead and Black Widow killed Ronin and Black Widow smashed her head on a rock on an alien planet.
That's true.
So you can't prove any of that.
What else is he using that for? Oh, sorry, I ate all the dessert out of the fridge, honey. Actually, that wasn't me. Actually, it was Black Widow. And she smashed her head open on an alien planet, so.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you caught me wearing my Hawkeye costume, my wife. Black Widow put this on me, but don't ask her about it because she smashed her head on a rock on an alien planet.
Can't believe you'd ask me about that.
Yeah. So it's all leading up to, I liked that moment where he was talking to his son on the phone. But it's all leading up to, is he going to make it home for Christmas?
That's right.
Just like that famous movie. It's fucking Christmas. I'm late. I'm late for Christmas.
God.
Who's in the poster for this on Weekly Planet posters? Whoever. It doesn't matter. It's late. Put Macaulay Culkin. Put anybody. Put Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, absolutely. All the greats.
Put Kirk Cameron.
Yes.
Do you think how he's going to make it home for Christmas?
Yeah.
But how fine are they going to cut it?
Oh.
Is he going to come down the chimney? He's going to make. Is he going to crash through a window?
I reckon. It's a great question. There's definitely going to be a run through an airport. I think.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe they'll meet him in New York. Maybe they'll come back.
Oh, that's good. I like that idea.
Yeah, maybe.
Like the movie Home Alone 2. I fucking hate New York. Yeah. That movie. You've seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. That's not a terrible idea.
I'm full of great ideas.
I like your ideas.
Thank you.
Do you think there's going to be a moment where Kate Bishop goes to leave and he's like, why don't you come and have Christmas with my family, the Hawkeyes?
Because I've accidentally killed all that remains of your family, Kate Bishop. Whoopsie.
Somebody also pointed out in the comments from last week that they think the dad is going to reappear because he's died.
He was Shrek in Shrek the Musical.
He's going to reappear because he dyed his beard. And that's kind of what happens when you want someone to appear younger and then older in a series.
Yeah. Oh, swordsman killed. Echoes.
Oh, yeah, he's got a sword.
He's got a sword, that guy.
What? We're idiots.
That's why he wants the suits. Because he's retrieving it because he used it to kill all those people.
Oh, yeah.
He's good at swording.
Yeah.
Which is what they call it, Olympic swording. He's an Olympic level swording
guy. I think it's called Olympic stabbing, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah. I also just wanted to mention that was Comic Punk who mentioned that last week about the dyed beard and whatever. Good spot, because we were going to get a million comments on that swordsman thing.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. Dragons, are they real in this universe?
Imagine dragons.
Definitely
real.
I've got a great Easter egg here from Collings who edits these. He puts them together. So her father says dragons, they live in a different world, which isn't true. There was one in Shang-Chi. I mean, he lived in a portal in under the water. I don't know. There's dragon bones under New York City. We know that for a fact. That's another carryover from the Netflix series.
Yes.
Speaking of Netflix, Iron Fist says he saw a dragon, he reckons.
Yeah, he reckons.
Well, he never saw it, but he reckons he saw one.
Yeah.
So dragons confirmed is all I'm saying. Again, this Easter egg is from Raw Collings. Kate Bishop says that whole, at least you don't have to see Imagine Dragons bit. Hayley Steinfeld also voices one of the main characters in the new Arcane series, and Imagine Dragons are heavily featured in the promo for that show, main theme, cameos, etc. So there you go.
It's all coming together.
Can you imagine how many dragons are happening right now?
No.
No, you can't.
It's very late.
Can't imagine a goddamn thing. And I think it's time for us to go, hey, everybody. Thanks for watching this.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, everyone.
And maybe you want to see more videos. Maybe you want to see early videos. Maybe you want to see bonus podcasts and movie commentaries.
Maybe you just want to see Imagine Dragons video clips. They're all on here on YouTube.
They're all here.
Just keep watching Mr. Sunday Movies videos.
Yep.
Just keep it watching on a loop. Eventually you'll get an Imagine Dragons video. If we put Imagine Dragons in the hashtags,
whatever. It'll come up.
So just keep watching.
That's right. But if you want all those other things I mentioned, head over to bigsandwich.co. It's our Patreon, essentially, where if you want to see stuff, extra stuff.
We do bonus podcasts. We do movie commentaries. Thank you. We're having a shreckingly good time over there.
Boy, are we. We've done a commentary for Spider-Man No Way Home recently. Why did they name them all like that? It's so confusing.
We've stolen Spider-Man No Way Home off the internet and we did a commentary on it.
What happened to Spider-Man 1, 2, 3? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Yeah, call one Spider-Man 1.
Just start it again.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You know what? You should tell you guys, you should call them Spider-Man 1, 2, and 4. And no, then that's people, fun. Then people will be searching around for Spider-Man 3, but there's no Spider-Man 3.
With a bloody hell, is it?
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
See you at the next one.
You're a wrap, Jamie, guys. We'll see you next week.
Oh, we have a podcast. It's like this, but I guess there's, you know, it's like this.
It's just more of this.
More of this.
Just more of this.
Good or ill, it's this.
That's right. Is this what you want? We don't know. Bye.